Chris.
Marcus.
We are back. It is a little pocket awareness. You guys already know, do follow us on Twitter, ALPA underscore QB1. Also Instagram, ALPA underscore QB1. Also on Facebook, A Little Pocket Awareness. And then you follow me and Chris on Twitter at the Marcus John NFL for me, at King Manettos for Chris. Also, you know, make sure you follow all those. And Chris, we're back. We took a week off for the holidays. But we're back here for the talk about a little bit of quarterbacks and all that good stuff. My team made a quarterback change, got benched in that Stiddy season. Everybody's excited about his 365 yards, touchdowns. Stiddy season. And your team is winning in. It's
going to be time. Aaron
Rodgers dragged their teams to the playoffs. The old men found a way. Old men found a way. It wasn't pretty. They got there though. They're in the dance. And
well, Brady's in. Brady's
Jalen Hurts.
Rodgers got a little work to do still.
I know, but oh man, if Rodgers goes out there, I'm not gonna tell you this, because Rodgers goes out there losing Jared Goff, man. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what you want to do. You know, I know quarterbacks don't play each other. I know that. Okay, I'm just saying. I don't know how good of a look that is, man. You just get like, you know, this is a terrible scenario for the Lions.
Oh, absolutely. It's a terrible scenario for me, Marcus. What was my prediction this year? Lions, second best team in the division. Lions making the playoffs. And what happens? It comes down against my team. Against my team.
I mean, do you want to be right, Chris, or do you want to win? It's
it's a win. It's a win-win for me. I can't lose in this scenario. I'm either right because of my prediction at the beginning of the season, or I'm good because it's my team in the playoffs. Like, what? I've got a win-win. Me personally, I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, man. My team, I mean, they're assholes. I mean, they just kind of just dumped Derek Carr like he was like he was Tyler Heineke or something.
Dude, and like he didn't just get dumped. Like he's already been traded and he's gone.
Said you can't eat your hair. Distraction. People are trying to say it's him. I don't know if that's him. It's all Josh Dez is an asshole. I can just tell. And we don't want you because it's the same thing they did to Cam. Isn't that the same thing they did to Cam? They cut Cam because he would be a distraction for Mac Jones. Go ahead.
Right, the precedent's been set. It's there.
So, I mean, yeah, that's a few people try to say that to me. They're like, "Oh, well, you know, well, Derek Carr, he didn't, you know, he's out of the facility. He's not a leader." I'm like, no, they're slandering him on purpose, man. They've been out there. They've been trying to say that he hasn't held himself accountable. They've been slandering him. Michael Lombardi, his son is the offensive coordinator, Michael Lombardi. You probably know who he is, right? He's the son's office coordinator. He's been out slandering Derek Carr, talking about, you know, said that they thought he it was like a Jay Cutler situation. They wanted to trade him, but they didn't want it to look bad. I'm like, man, so you guys traded for Devontae? Like, who's Devontae going to play with now? Because they got no.
That's right. Devontae had to spin everything. Devontae had to spin everything. He's like, listen, I'm here to play with my guy, but like I'm here because I want to be here.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, you came there so you could play with your guy. Let's call a spade.
There's a key words in there. Chris. He wants to pick the quarterback.
Oh, at this point, yeah, it's his team. Like, he gets to make all the decisions.
He's the quarterback now. He's picking the quarterback. And he said, we're going to try to make it work. We're going to try
to make it work. Are you ready for a scenario? Are you ready for this?
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
There's two ways this plays out. Either you're getting Tom Brady in the offseason to throw deep balls to Devontae.
Which I would kind of like.
There's another trade with the Green Bay Packers, and Darren Waller, who they attempted to trade for before, ends up in Green Bay, and you get yourself some Aaron Rodgers, and Devontae's getting Aaron Rodgers throwing balls again.
See, I thought you're gonna go, which I thought was good. I think they're gonna do, which they might do, if he gets to pick the quarterback. And I don't know how much Devontae likes them, but they trade Darren Waller for Jordan Love, which I think. which I think.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much. I would love my ultimate scenario is so listen, the way that Rodgers' contract is set up, he's got this year, next year, and one more. He gets to 40, which was something he wanted to check off. That was one of the things that he wanted to do with his career. He said he wanted to play until he was 40. He gets to 20 years in the NFL and 20 years with the Green Bay Packers. Check. Like, that's a big milestone for him. And the way that the last 2 years of the contract are set up, really, they're void years. So he plays out this season, next season, and the one after. They figure out a way to make the money work, and he finishes his career in Green Bay. In the meantime, they work out some type of contract with Jordan Love, and Love gets two more years behind Rodgers, and then it's the Jordan Love show. And he's basically Aaron Rodgers 2.0 because he sat equally as long as Rodgers did behind Favre. Actually, I think he would sit behind him a little bit longer, to be honest. I think it's one year longer than what Rodgers did.
Or we trade you Darren Waller and you give us Jordan Love, and then he gets to reunite with Devontae. Because Devontae, he's going to pick the quarterback. I don't know. He might like Jordan. That's the first thing.
He might. I mean, Jordan, he looked really good when he got in. When he's got a sense of the offense. There's people that, like, the Eagles were – they're giving him some love. They're like – it looked like Rodgers in command out there.
Yeah.
Like, they were loving him.
And actually, I thought Jared Stidham played pretty well. I mean, when I watched, even watched him on film, there's some. I mean, he looked like a fourth year. He looked like it was elite backup quarterback play. Let's just say that. But Stidham. Yeah, it was elite backup quarterback play.
All right.
Doesn't get better. It doesn't get any better than that from a backup.
Oh, that's player. It. Top. You got the ceiling. You hit the ceiling already.
I don't know how much better it's going to get than that last week. You know, it was funny. He actually even said that on his show that he's like. It was easy for me last week because the Niners, they don't do a lot of tricking, right? They kind of just play the coverage. So it was easier for me in my first game. We'll see what the Chiefs do and how they mess with them, because the Niners started messing around later on and he was kind of like patting the ball. But, you know what I'm saying? So if they bring in like Jordan Love or something like that, you know, and none of the Niners players are talking about Stidham, like Darius Slay, like, he had a tweet, man. He came out and tweeted or something like
that. He didn't just tweet. He, like, put a video together, and he was on camera talking about how good Jordan Love was.
Like, you know what I mean? So that's what I'm like, you know, when Devontae Adams talking about picking a quarterback, that might be a guy. And then, you know, and they're not even playing Darren Waller. Darren Waller played, like, 39 snaps. They got Frost and Rose starting tight end. So
what's the deal there? Why isn't Waller playing?
Because he shot a music video during the season.
Oh, they just the Patriot discipline way is what's playing in right now.
Because what's funny is the song that he shot, right? The video he shot, the song's called Turf Toe. Okay, and when he scored a touchdown the other day, guess what he did? He pointed to his toe and like did the song thing. And I think there's a little message there. But you know, hey, what do I know? Everybody loves Josh, right? Everybody loves them. They're not mad that he does a podcast during the week and shoots music videos. No way they're mad about that, right? They love Darren. It's just for some reason they're playing the worst guy more, and they go into 11 personnel, and the other worst guy is in the game on third down. they're bringing up in snaps, Chris. As they're doing, they're easing him in, even though he's still running past cornerbacks at full speed. They're easing him back into it, you know.
Well, if you're going to give me Darren Waller, I need another pick with it. Give me like a second or third round pick with Darren Waller, and then maybe I'll be okay with letting go of Jordan Love. But I'd love to see him stick around.
I would love. I bring Jordan Love here, man, because I don't even know who they're going to draft. I'm looking at their. I did like a little kind of lineup of their old, you know, quarterbacks, and I'm like, we're going to be drafting like Tanner McKee from Stanford.
Bro, I need to see the Packers trade into the top 15 so that they can get Johnston. The kid from TCU is just electric. I want. That dynamic three wide receivers that stay for a very long time. Give me some Watson. Give me some Dobbs. Give me some Johnston. Put Waller at tight end. Let's go. That's an offense.
Yeah, man. I just don't know what the Raiders are going to do. I'm saying Tom Brady has to save us. I mean, that's my only thing. I'm like, Tom, I know you're not a big fan of the Patriots way. I've been looking it up and researching the man, but it maybe he's different. Maybe he treats you different, Tom. I know you're not a fan of it anymore, but maybe, you know.
We'll see.
As long as it's not Jimmy G, you know.
Hey, who did wasn't there somebody else? There's a lot of.
I'd rather Jared Stidham at this point. Like Jared, I'd rather at least Jared Stidham is like fun chaos. It's like a roller coaster. The tape is just like so. it's just. I don't know what's gonna happen. I could deal with that. Jimmy G, I know it's Kyle Shanahan's not coming. I know that. So Jared Stidham, I don't know what's gonna happen. He might chuck it up in the air while he's getting hit, and it might get catched, or he might roll out and have. It's just, you know. I'd rather that than watching Jimmy G. 100%. Please, God, no Jimmy G. That's all I ask. If anybody hears my prayers out there, just no Jimmy G. I'll take anything else. Yeah.
Jimmy G's going. He's going to be a Colt. He's going to go play for the Colts next year.
I think the Jets are going to take him. I think the Jets are going to go after Jimmy G.
You think the Jets are going to go after Jimmy G?
Yeah, because
the Jets go after Derek Carr.
They will, but Carr wants to go to New Orleans. That's where he wants to go. They want to go to North. Same offense as John Gruden. You know, Dennis Allen, he's the head coach, was the guy who drafted him.
Defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. Wasn't he the DC?
No, he was the head coach when they drafted him. He's the head coach that drafted. Before Gruden, That's where I think Derek Carr. That's where they're gonna want to go. They're gonna be release me or trade me to the Saints. And if you can't get a deal done with the Saints, then I don't know. Which what I would want, you know, all the Raiders fans that hate him, I would hope Sean Payton comes back after that trade, because then they're gonna feel real stupid. Because you know they're gonna win. Sean Payton and Derek Carr. Yeah. That would be funny. That'd be funny. I don't know. Because Sean Payton, he's waiting for Brandon Staley to get fired. But Brandon Staley's not getting fired now.
Yeah.
He saw the rumors, and he's like, damn it, I better start playing defense. So they've been playing lights out on defense for like a month. Because he wasn't getting fired. And so Sean Payton, and I doubt Sean Payton goes to Arizona. So, but that's another place too, man. If Sean Payton goes to Arizona, does he trade Kyler Murray? That would be interesting too.
You know what? Who said it? I think it was Colin Coward. What if it was a straight up just player swap? Kyler Murray for Russell Wilson.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Kyler got to go. If Kyler doesn't go, there is zero success that will ever occur in Arizona. I'm sorry. Kyler's
gonna stay. They like Kyler. They think it's Cliff. Cliff's getting the blame.
Gave him a whole bunch money, he ain't, but that's what I'm saying. Like they're done, bro. They're not getting anywhere.
No, they're not.
Murray commits to mediocrity. They're not going to be a playoff team ever, especially with how good the Niners look. And then if the Rams can figure themselves out next season with Matt Stafford coming back, the Arizona Cardinals are at best the third best team in that division, at best.
It's not looking good. It's not looking good for them, man. All right, Chris, let's get to some of these previews. You got some of the big some of these big games.
Well, your game's leading it off. Let's start there. Your Raiders are at home against the Kansas City Chiefs, who kind of got screwed in this
and they're taking these out new
rulings that came out here.
They could take it out on you.
But here's another thing. Do you know what happens if Kansas City loses against you guys this week?
The Bills get home field advantage.
All the tiebreaker stuff goes away. There's no, like, all of the madness that they just did with the rules goes away.
Yeah.
And you're 9-point dogs. Like, everything is setting up here. Like, if you like conspiracy theories, you guys are going to win this one.
The thing is, I thought they're going to win this last game because, you know, one thing Josh McDaniels does is he's a great game planner against great teams or teams where he respects the quarterback of the other team. So if he respects your quarterback, he's going to come with the awesome game plan. Like, he respects Kyle Shanahan. That was probably one of the best first 15s I've ever seen in my life. Man, did he have that defense messed up. That defense had no idea what was happening. They didn't know what was happening. He had Fred Warner all over the place, confused. Devontae Adams running behind him. It was a masterpiece. Right. So, but this game, I don't know. I think the Chiefs, they get up for the Raiders. I would take that spread just because I think Jared Stidham, he struggled against the blitz. The Niners did not start blitzing him until later in the game, and he struggled.
Kansas City's cover zero on that defense, right? Cover zero?
Yeah, but the dangerous part of cover zero is that Jared Stidham still has Darren Waller and Devontae Adams. So if they don't get
there, right, exactly.
So it makes that kind of a problem, but you know, we're still talking about Jared Stidham versus cover zero, and we're not talking about just your grandma's cover zero. We're talking about Steve Spagnuolo cover zero, okay? Mm-hmm. Which it doesn't really look like cover zero. It's not even the Josh Boyer cover zero in Miami. It's going to be a lot of deception to the cover zero, okay? So it's going to be interesting to see how he plays, but you know, the Raiders defense went home last week. I don't see how they're going to stop the Chiefs because they already went home. They quit. They didn't like the Derek Carr. We can talk about the game. We can talk about how the offense looked over there. Devontae Adams didn't quit. He's got a lot of heart. He's making one-handed type of catches. Darren Waller, he's playing for money. You talked about that in his comeback season podcast. He basically said that, you know, I don't care what people say that I'm back. You know, whatever it's – because I – you know, whatever he does with his brain. But, you know, he's playing for money. He knows. He's not – he's losing snaps. If you played football – I mean, I'll talk about this. In the game, he made this super high diving catch, right? You know, my favorite thing about all 22 is the stuff that you see that you wouldn't see in a broadcast because broadcast to go like to a replay or something. He makes this high catch. I mean, it wasn't the best throw, but it was, you know, you throw it up high, make your guy make a play, right? He makes the play, he's diving up, he's getting a high five, and you see him look to the sidelines, and he's like, oh, me? And he just runs off the field, like kind of like disappointed. I was like, yeah, I made a catch. Great job, Darren. Let's get the starter back in.
Foster, come on, come on, come on over here. Come on over here.
You're widespread tight end. He's the damn wide. That's what I'm saying. People get so happy about this coaching staff. They got the best monster tight end playing 15 less snaps than Foster Moreau. So who knows what the Chiefs are going to do to this team. I'm being serious. The defense went home. They've gone home, Chris. That was a terrible defensive performance. Brock Purdy has definitely got problems for the Niners because if Brock Purdy was any good, okay, they score like 40 unanswered on the Raiders. So he just couldn't do it, man. He just kept forcing them to kick field goals. But, yeah, it's going to be ugly. I think this is going to be an ugly game. I'm thinking like 45-20, and that's going to sound terrible. But I just see that. I see that kind of performance coming because Raiders fans are just too happy about Jared Stidham too. I think they're just too happy about it.
Too happy.
Yeah, because
you know how many times.
Go ahead.
Do you know how many times this year the Kansas City Chiefs, when they were a 2-score favorite, covered?
How many times?
They've been a 2-score favorite basically the entire season.
Yeah.
Of 17 games this year, they've only won by 2 scores 6 times.
Okay.
What'd they do to you last time?
They won by 1 score.
Okay. And they were at home.
Yes.
Okay. Marcus?
Yeah, but
the one thing that I absolutely do, though, one thing that I absolutely say is going to happen.
You're going to make me say this, Chris.
The over's happening, but I'm taking the points. All right. Give me the points.
I'm going to say this, man. You can't run cover zero against Derek Carr though, because what we saw is they tried to do that, and then the Raiders put up 17-0. Okay, so. But Jared Stidham is a little different because as soon as the Niners started blitzing, he just didn't look the same. That's all.
I don't disagree with you. You're not going to hear me disagree at all.
Matchup makes fights.
This is the last game of the season that doesn't really have a lot on the line for the Kansas City Chiefs. They're already set in what they need to do. They're going to underestimate him because he's the backup quarterback. All the scenarios involving what they just did with the Bills and the Bengals not playing last week magically disappear if the Chiefs lose. I'm not saying that you guys are going to pull off a victory. I'm saying you're covering.
I'm cool with the covering. I'm cool with the covering. I don't know because I just feel like the defense went home. Yeah, I feel like they went home last week.
That's fine. I'm good with that. I need over 52. Let's go. Like, defense can go home. I just need Jared Stidham to be underestimated and Devontae Adams to catch like 2-3 touchdowns. I'm good.
All right, man. All right.
The next game on Saturday matters too.
Oh yeah, we got Jags versus Titans.
Jags Titans to win the division.
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence, you know he's balling. I think how many touchdowns did he throw last week?
Last week?
Did he even throw one last week?
Last week they won 31-3 and they yanked him. He didn't play. He threw an interception.
How many yards did he throw?
He threw for 152 yards, no touchdown passes, 21 attempts. I think he got pulled before the second half.
What happened in this game?
This game wasn't. It had no relevance on what was going on. Apparently, it didn't matter.
17-21, 152, and a rating of 77. I think 131. I'm mad confused. What happened in this game?
They yanked him, man. They didn't care.
So basically, the Texans are just terrible. Let me think about
it. Trevor Lawrence got me 3 points in my fantasy championship game.
That's awful. Yeah, that's a pretty pedestrian stat line there. But I'm going to say this. You know, the Jags are a great story.
Agreed.
They're an awesome story. They're an awesome story. But I feel like they are crowning Trevor Lawrence a lot. People are already saying he's a top 10 quarterback, and we're gonna hear that. Some people have already called him elite. I've heard the elite talk. I just hate how we
just automatically putting him there.
Because who else? You can't put Geno Smith there, right? You can't say Geno Smith's top 10 quarterback.
You can't. He is this season, but you can't say it.
You can't say Jared Goff is, right? You can't.
Can't say Jared Goff is, but he is this year.
So Trevor Lawrence is top 10 by default. That's basically where we're going to be at with these rankings next year. Going into next season, we're going to have a lot of default rankings. All right. So, but it's just interesting to be. They're a great story. I just don't know if. I feel terrible saying this, but you know, I did pick them to lose to the Texans. They overcame that, but I still think the uniform might leak through this game. I have a feeling.
No,
that the uniform.
No, this is a new. This
ball.
Is a new.
Bouncing different period places. He loses.
Dude, that doesn't
Josh
happen.
Duck.
Wait, no. See, you're gonna. This is where it doesn't happen until the playoffs. They get their little playoff run, and then if they make it to the AFC Championship game, the wheels fall off. That's when they crap the bed. That's what's going
to
happen.
They're going to lose the Chargers. They're going to lose the Chargers week one. The first game to lose it. Should they beat the Chargers already?
Yeah, well, they're getting in. That's all that matters. They want to hype that. Trevor Lawrence versus Justin Herbert. They want that's the future
sure they
that
the
they want. Yeah, I'm positive they
sure
beat the Titans. I'm so positive
sure.
I'm taking a -6.5. They win by a touchdown.
Are you sure about that?
Defense is so banged up in Tennessee.
I'm taking +6.5. That's what I'm taking.
You're taking the Titans +6.5.
Yeah.
Very interesting, Chris. Very interesting. Yeah, do you know what the score was in December when they played last? In Tennessee.
I know what the score was, but I'm just going with the Jags, and
well, I've paired my Kansas City over with the Jacksonville over this week. There's some warm weather football to be played, and both those games are going over. And I did not take Jacksonville minus 6.5, but I would, if I had to take, if I had to bet this game, I would bet Jacksonville minus 6.5. I'm riding the Trevor Lawrence train. He has looked really good, really good. I'm very impressed with what I'm seeing with him this year. I'm not going to crown him like everybody does. I want to see some consistency out of him. But he was, I mean, by almost by default, our number one quarterback out of that draft. And it's starting to click for him. He's figuring it out. With Zay Jones and Christian Kirk. What? So, I'm all Jacksonville. It also, I'm all Jacksonville because the Tennessee's just so banged up. They're so banged up.
They are banged up. They're super banged up. That's why I feel like this is a Jags. This is just a game for the Jags where the ball just like bounces wrong. You know, at the drop, you know, Zay Jones drops it, it just bounces in the air and it just lands right to Kevin Byard and he takes it for a pick six. That's why I feel like this type of game. Right.
Oh, get out of here. Jeffrey, I don't want to hear you.
Jeffrey Simmons.
It's not happening. This is going to be a comfortable win for Jacksonville. Comfortable win.
I got a feeling. Jacksonville doesn't do anything comfortable. That's kind of like my thing.
But that's also true. That's also very true.
It's never comfortable for them. It's just,
that's true.
It's too comfortable. That's what I'm saying. It's too comfortable. We're all assuming Trevor Lawrence, he's made it. He's elite. Top 10 quarterback, Josh Dobbs. Just saying, like, but you know, Mike Vrabel's still a good coach, so we'll see. We'll see how this game goes. You know, I mean,
Willis not being anything? He can't even sniff field.
Come on, man. We watched Malik Willis on tape. You kind of knew that he was not going to be the best NFL quarterback.
Hey, I like when our conversations are justified. That's all I'm saying. I like when the things that we say look good.
I just get
that's why people listen to the show, Marcus. They get the real deal. They know that what we say, we're not going to just be saying things like Skip Bayless just to say them. We bring you accurate information.
Yeah, man. Just like, you know, they're already frustrating me with their CJ Stroud stuff. So that always bothers me, these guys. You guys just should sit out the quarterback stuff, maybe. I shouldn't say that. But all right, anyways. Next
Bills
game.
Bills Patriots. If you can throw a lot of money on a money line, maybe you should throw money on the money line for the Bills to win this game. There is no way they at home, and there's no way they lose this game this week. The line is seven.
Steelers, can we talk about the Steelers are going to make the playoffs, aren't they?
Yeah, probably.
God. Yeah. Good Lord.
Yep. I think that was another prediction of mine. Wasn't that another prediction of mine that the AFC North gets three teams in this year? Pretty sure I said that at the beginning of the year. Oh, didn't
look at you, Chris. Look at you. Look at you getting the prediction. Mm-hmm. I think so, Chris. Mm-hmm. I think you did say that. Kenny Pickett, right? Come back, Kenny.
It was all about the defense, and you know that's why I said it. Nothing to do with Kenny Pickett. But hey, I mean, the kids, he stopped turning the ball over. That was a big deal. That's where a lot of his problems were coming from.
Yeah, because he's like, this defense is playing great. Maybe if I just don't get in the way. He's like, just stop throwing the traffic, just don't get in the way, and they keep him in the game, and then he makes plays late, and they win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kenny Pickett. I still think they should have took Desmond Ridder. Desmond Ritter's doing that, but he doesn't have Mike Tomlin. The guys are like, no, he's not finishing. But Desmond Ridder has had like two game-winning drives already. One was like dropped. The other, they missed a field goal, and then they finally got it done. So fourth quarter Desmond, that was he's still here.
fourth quarter Desmond. You are so right. You are so right.
And what I love about him too, and this is a sidetrack, I don't think he's turned the ball over yet. He just keeps the Falcons in the game. He just manages it. He just keeps them in the game. I don't know if he's turned the ball over or thrown a pick that's like it's so interesting with him. Like he's not really doing anything, but he's not losing the game. And then you're in the game. He's not putting you in a bad position. You might go. You might not score, but you're getting a punt, and they have to go the whole field. You know, you're.
He has zero touchdown passes. Zero interceptions. You nailed it. You absolutely nailed it.
He's not losing the game.
He's not losing it. Oh, and his numbers have gotten better every single week. Marcus, oh my God. Oh my God, they're going to win. They're going to Tampa. All right, Falcons minus four. Take it. Take it.
That's fourth quarter. That's the run. I always laugh at him because really that's what he said. Like, so what's the best thing about you? He's like, I win. I'm a winner. And it's like, come on. What is that? And then he's like, yeah, because he doesn't turn the ball over. And he keeps you in the game, and it was really late. I'm telling you, he's literally, even the Saints game, they were down 21-10. And then the fourth quarter started, and he threw, they went down, they scored a touchdown, 21-18, and then he threw a dime to Drake London, and then he fumbled.
Yeah.
And it happened the next week. The next week, the same thing happened. They were driving to the game, he threw a dime to Drake London, and then he fumbled. So he would have three game-winning drives right now, Chris, without fumbles.
I'm sitting here going, man, he's gonna look even better when he gets Kyle Pitts back, when they get Calvin Ridley. And then I remembered that the Falcons get Calvin Ridley. Isn't he Jacksonville Jaguar now?
Yeah.
So now Trevor Lawrence has got a legit receiver next year. Oh, I can't see that. I can't wait to see that.
What's the line for the Bills? What's the line for the Bills here?
Bill Patriots? Minus seven. Actually, check and see if that. It probably moved.
I don't like that. I'm taking.
You don't like them to win by a touchdown?
I don't. Beyond, I mean, because the DeMar Hamlin thing, which is terrible.
Yeah, minus seven.
I think that's gonna have a lingering effect because football is such an emotional sport. It's going to have a long, lingering effect that I think that we're not going to be able to understand. I think it's just kind of changed the Bills' whole season, in my opinion. So I think it's going to be tough for them.
Yeah, but they've gotten the emotional boost because of how Hamlin's been progressing. If he was not doing well in the hospital, I couldn't agree with you more. But because everything came very positively for him,
yeah,
they're just getting juiced. He FaceTimed the team today. Like, come on. The first thing the guy says when he wakes up is, "Did we win? Are you kidding?"
Yeah,
me?
Yeah, yeah. See, but minus even though he like FaceTimed the team,
money line, I'm doing it. I'm putting my money on that money line.
But you know, and I understand that what you're saying. Like, he FaceTimed the team. The team isn't good. You know, a lot of them probably want to go win for tomorrow, maybe. But I still think that, especially. Just that offense and how it's like, you know, there's so many wide receiver adjustments and all that stuff that some guys just might not be mentally there. So I don't know. And for some reason, Bill Belichick, I think they probably beat the spread all year. I'm pretty sure they have. I bet if I went to sportsline.com, they probably beat the spread a lot. And I'm just imagining because I'm sure they beat the spread against the Bengals. I don't even know about the Raiders game. I think the Raiders game, I don't know about that one. I think they lost the spread that one, but it's just they always find a way on defense.
They won 24-10 in Foxborough the beginning of December on a Thursday night, short week
24-10. Chris, okay,
bro, that covers. What is,
I understand that, but just think about the score though, 24-10, right? This is Bill Belichick's second time. The Bills' offense is not playing that hot. Let's keep it real. They are not dominant right now. We all know that. They're not dominant. I'm taking that plus seven, man. I'm sorry. I just...
They put up plus 30 points the last two games that they finished.
Come on, Chris. But it's deeper than that, than just the games that they finished and how many points they put up. Just, now you're playing Bill Belichick.
I was doing a little advocate. Get there. Hey, minus three on that money line. I'm taking them to straight up win. You don't want the points? Fine. Give me the money line. Yeah. Bills money line.
Yeah, Raiders fans are so
Kills
mad.
Kills the
me.
Patriots playoffs.
Because that fucking 17th. They score. Sorry. Yeah, I just cussed right there.
They're mad.
But this is, yeah, they're mad at us because we were critiquing the Raiders in the second half. Like, but they scored 17 points. And it's like, well, but they punted twice. They had two interceptions. So I think we should try to figure out why that happened. I'm taking the Patriots not to win that game. I just think it's gonna be closer than people think. But
All right, so we're both on the bill. We're both on the Bills money line, is what you're saying.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, 100%. All right, Bengals Ravens is another big one. I mean, I want to talk.
I don't know how the Bengals don't win this game.
Yeah, they win this game for sure.
They're my Bengals going to. I think they lost. They lost to the Ravens already this year.
They did with Lamar Jackson though.
That was with Lamar Jackson. I have just zero faith in the Ravens offense. And with how this is set up, I mean, both teams are pissed. Ravens, they don't get a chance at winning the division, but they have a chance at a home game with a coin flip, even though, I mean, they got to win for that coin flip opportunity to be available for them. And then the Bengals are upset that apparently the way that the rules are written, the NFL's going against the rules. They're going based off of commissioner discretion, which is one of the options in the rules. The Bengals are pissed that they could win the division and not get a home game. They're furious. So yeah, minus nine for Cincinnati. I'm going to go Bengals money line because I don't like a 9-point swing. They could cover, but if I'm trying to win money, I'm taking just the money line. Actually, that might be my bet. Bengals and Bills both get the money line and parlay that together.
I mean, to me, it's fair for the Bengals because, I mean, if the Bengals lose to the Bills, right, they would have been, what, 11-5, right?
Yep. And then if the Ravens beat them, they're both 11-6, and the Bengals lose the division to the Ravens because they lost twice to the Ravens.
Exactly. So it's fair. I think it's fair in that sense. But if they beat the Ravens, then it's not fair. That's kind of how, because if they beat the Ravens, they would have got home field. You know what I mean?
Right. And then it's not guaranteed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, you know, you better pick tails. That's all I got to say about that.
Tails never fails, baby.
Tails never fails. That's why, I mean, the Raiders keep calling heads, man. I've never seen a team lose the coin toss so much. I don't know who's calling heads. But, I just... You know, this game's going to be probably all Bengals because Lamar Jackson's not playing. Lamar Jackson, now is in question, is he sitting out on purpose? Which
I heard that.
Because John Harbaugh was pretty mad about that. I just don't see it. Like, why haven't they paid him already? I don't get it. I mean.
Because they don't want to give him a guaranteed deal. Man. That's what he wants. He wants guaranteed money. He's going to get franchise tagged. He's going to get $50 million next year.
Yeah, because like, they're not letting him go. I know a lot of Raiders fans like
Trey. They're not letting him go. He's gonna play under the franchise tag for 2 years.
Too many holes to give Lamar Jackson $55 million. I just we got way too many holes to do that. We can't afford Lamar. Because I mean, Lamar can fix a lot of things.
Yep.
But I don't know if he can fix that. They still got he's got Marlon Humphrey and Patrick Queen and Clance Campbell and Kyle Hamilton is balling over there. Go ahead.
This defense completely changed the second that they got themselves a middle linebacker. And his contract is up too. So they got to figure out how to pay Roquan. They got to figure out how to pay Lamar. They got to figure out how to pay one of those. I think Marcus Peters. I think he's a free agent. So they got a lot of work to do on this roster next season. And a franchise tag is probably the worst way to go about it.
Yes, it is. But
Are the decisions that the Ravens have got to make. And I just – you know, Huntley, he's not even throwing in practice because he's got arthritis in his shoulder.
They have to play Anthony Brown?
No, they're just not practicing Huntley. He's going to play on Sunday.
Man, there is such a mess.
My favorite is all the Ravens fans that are like, get rid of Lamar. Huntley's good. He can do it. My favorites.
We cannot talk about fans and backup quarterbacks. They are the worst with that backup. They love
it's the damn ridiculous. Backup.
And all he's do is play. He can ridiculous. Play well and lose. And they grade him on a curve. I'm like, they still lost. So, like, why are we grading him? You know, it's the most annoying thing I've ever seen. So, You know, it's because they know damn well there's a big, huge difference between Lamar Jackson and Tyler Huntley. Like, it's just, you know, there is. So I never understood that. But Yeah, I don't understand why he's not paid. I mean, how much does the guy have to win? Like, goddamn, like we're paying these guys that aren't even winning. Like, I mean, Justin Herbert is going to get paid, and he hasn't done anything. Justin Herbert's going to get about to get a bag. But, you know, I don't want to talk crap about the Chargers anymore because they're playing pass defense and they're built to beat all these teams. And I just feel like I'm just willing a Justin Herbert playoff run. And I don't want to do that. So, because I've been making fun of him checking down and playing game manager, but he's like set up for the playoffs. He's clutch and he's a game manager with a great, play defense. I don't even want to think about that. And it's setting up a playoff run for him, because that's all he needs is him to keep the Bills to 17 and their Joe Lombardi's keep calling stick. So it's 17-13 and Justin Herbert gets the ball and he starts throwing lasers. I don't need that. I don't need to watch that in the playoffs. I don't want to watch it. So I'm already upset because he's probably gonna get the Jags first game. So he's gonna get a playoff win. I gotta hear about him having a playoff win my whole life because he's getting the Jags. We all know, I know they're gonna go in there.
Top 10? No, top 5.
Top 5. It's going to build. It's going to be disgusting if he keeps winning. So I'm a little scared. You know, and they're getting Joey Bosa back. They got Joey Bosa back. They got Khalil Mack. Michael Davis is over there finally looking like a corner Brandon Staley has. Derwin James is going to come back. I'm stressed, Chris. I'm stressed about the Chargers right now. I see. It's like Brandon Staley's trying to keep Sean Payton away. Sean Payton's just like, yeah, man, I like your job, bro. Hey, mess up. I can fix it.
He wants it. He wants it.
Brett Staley's, he's coaching on a clock. There's a lot of desperation over there. So, you know, I'm not a fan of that. I just feel like all my jokes are going to come back to bite me. And, you know, I'm upset about it.
Man, if only you had the reliability of Kirk Cousins as your rival, like I do. I get to see him get his butt whooped 40-17. And those last two garbage touch, what is it? I think it was like almost, I mean, the game was over before halftime. It was so obvious. The Packers just laid a whooping on the Vikings to prove even more that all the money that you have, whoever the Vikings are playing first in the playoffs, put your money on whoever they're playing.
It's going to be the Packers, ain't it?
No, the only way that happens is if the Vikings get the 2 seed, because the Packers will be the 7, the final seed.
Who's 2 seed right now?
The Niners. Makes me so upset.
Oh, yeah, you're losing that one. You're losing Brock Purdy.
Here's what I want. I need the Niners to get that W and take care of the Cardinals. I need the Eagles to lose to the Giants, and then the Vikings got the Bears. But I don't know. Justin Fields is not playing, but it's a road game in the division. I do not have any faith that the Vikings are going to win that game. But I like, please, I don't even want the Niners. I don't even want the Niners in the 1 seed, because even if we beat the Eagles, we still got to go
to San Francisco.
So
Brock Purdy's cracking. I'm just telling you right now. So maybe.
So I need the Niners to win. I need the Eagles to win, and I need the Vikings to win. I need the Niners to lose. I need the Eagles and the Vikings to win.
Purdy's cracking, man. That's all I got to say about that. So I don't know how much longer that's lasting. Because, yeah, what was I going to say? It's gonna be weird playoffs in the NFC. NFC is gonna be weird. AFC is just gonna be, everybody's gonna be so fascinated with the young quarterbacks. They're going to be like, oh, if you don't get an elite quarterback like this. And then the NFC is going to be a bunch of ragtag guys that just totally take away from that narrative. It's going to be funny.
What do you mean ragtag guys? It's going to be Brady. It's going to be Brady versus Rodgers in the NFC championship game. That's what's happening.
But why? Why, Chris? Let's talk about that. Why would that happen? Because there's a bunch of ragtag.
Because it's Brady and Rodgers.
Because the other five are ragtag guys. They were talking about Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones is about to get paid $40 million. You can already see it. But Max Kellerman put him in the top 5 quarterbacks. New York is going crazy. They made the playoffs with Daniel Jones. He doesn't play with anybody. I'm sure the boy that used to work with us on PayPal. That's probably his whole talking point. Who is he throwing to? He's not throwing to anybody.
Shout out to Sean.
You know, he's what he's saying. They're not throwing to anybody.
Oh, Tom. Oh, my God. Tom, you get that shout out. Tom gets that shout out. Here's a Tom Harris shout out for you. Let's go, bud.
He's not throwing to anybody. You know that's a talking point with them in New York. So he's getting the bag. And then he say we got it. Tom Brady might have to play. Well, he's playing the Cowboys first. So he's getting Dak in the Cowboys. They're, Mike McCarthy, right? So then he might have to go play Kirk Cousins. And then, you know what I'm saying? You know,
it's... No. He's not going to play Kirk. Whoever the Vikings play, they're going to lose to. Who's the sixth seed? The Giants, right?
Oh, yeah. They would lose to
the Giants. The Giants. So Daniel Jones is going to get his first career playoff win.
Which
at Minnesota.
Doing to nobody.
Which, by the way, that was a game that already happened this year. That was a game that already happened this season.
I know. I can imagine.
And the Vikings, was that the 61? The 61-yard field goal to win the game against the Giants.
Yeah, that was the game when everybody fell in love with Daniel Jones because he looked like a game-tying drive, that 24-16. He actually was passing and didn't hand the ball off for once. Mm-hmm. It's just funny. When I saw Max Kellerman on TV and he did that, I'm like, he's every person in New York. He's every Giants fan. Every Giants fan in the world. They are thinking, just like Max Kellerman, that Daniel Jones is the man. And the main reason is because he's not throwing to anybody. Name a receiver. I get to see them in New York. Name a receiver. Name one. He's the franchise. He's the best thing since Eli.
Well, and then you got everybody that's a Jets fan going, man, if we only had a quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. So
all we need is a quarterback. Now they got Flacco this week. I think Flacco goes in there and beats the Dolphins this week.
Oh man, the Dolphins are bad. That's a bad story.
Dolphins are -3 at home. That's a coin flip according to Vegas. I'm taking the Jets. Give me the Jets and the points. He's not gonna get fired. He's not gonna get fired. He's not going to get fired.
Tom Brady sweepstakes too, man. He might have been the Tom Brady sweepstakes.
Well, I mean, they've tried for so long. They got busted for being in the Tom Brady sweepstakes.
I know. I got Mr. Asshole over here. He probably told Mark Davis that he can get Tom Brady, but Tom Brady's not going to answer the call. He's just going to leave him on read. Hey, Tom. Hey, man. You know. Come back,
dude. So the Steelers are going to get in because both the Patriots and the Dolphins are going to lose. The Steelers -2.5 at home. Take Pittsburgh and -2.5. They're going to beat the Browns to get in the playoffs. Mike Tomlin once again has a season over 500.
I'm saying he's going to get in the playoffs, right? And who do they play? Who would they would play the Bills or no? They would play the Chiefs.
Yeah, whoever the two seed is.
Oh, yeah, man. I don't know. It's gonna be interesting playoffs in the AFC because the Chargers can beat any of those teams, man. And I don't like that. I just don't like that thought process that I have about. I just have this weird feeling because this is Brandon Staley's world. He's like, I've built my team to stop these passing defenses. None of these guys run the ball. This is my dream. Like no, he's not playing the Browns. He ain't got to play the Niners. He's playing the Bills, who don't want to run. We don't want to run. We can really well. We don't want to. Same with the Chiefs. We can run the ball just as good as the Niners can, but do we want to do that? No. So that's why I'm worried about the Chargers. And they got Mr. Game Manager. He's not gonna get to check it down on first down, all three quarters. He's gonna throw to Austin Eckler, and then when it's 2 minutes left and they're down 14-17, then he just starts throwing into tight windows, and on the run, and you know, and then he just throws the ball into Mike Williams' face mask, and he catches it in his face mask, and it just becomes so different game, and I'm scared. It's good. People are gonna be making fun of me. There'd be so many things just because of God damn it. I'm not happy about it. I'm not happy about it at all. Everybody's acting like it's Bills, Chiefs, Bengals, but I mean the Chargers got the most besides Patrick Mahomes. I mean the most clutch quarterback after that is Herbert. And I'm not excited about it. I don't want to watch this. I don't want to watch it. I'm just hoping the Chargers will. You know what? They're the Chargers, though. So maybe I should back up. I got to back up, Chris. I'm getting too ahead of myself. They're the Chargers. That means that they might go up 20-0, and they'll probably lose to the Jags. So I missed field goal. What am I talking about?
Feel better.
I had to let you
just give a minute. I had to get my thoughts together for our final topic here today.
Okay. All right. Final topic.
I made quite a statement earlier when we were having an MVP conversation.
Yeah. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. I was going to get to that. Jalen
Hurts. I said that you put Gardner Minshew in and he could do what Jalen Hurts does. Well, I wasn't that. What's the word I'm looking for? I wasn't that bold. I know that Gardner Minshew can't run the ball like Jalen Hurts does, but Gardner Minshew has the ability to play the quarterback position, and I think with what Jalen does as a passer, Gardner Minshew can do the same. And we got to see that situation play out because of a shoulder injury to Jalen Hurts against the Cowboys. He almost went into Dallas and got a W there.
He looked like Jared Stidham against the Cowboys, yeah. Then what happened in the next game?
Okay, so your argument against me is he laid a stinker against the Saints.
Uh-huh.
Yes, my argument against you is that team did not care to play that game.
Do you know how many times
Gardner Minshew got sacked against the Saints?
How many times?
Six.
Okay.
Six times.
Because that's Lane Johnson got hurt.
Lane Johnson got hurt. So he lost the protection that Jalen Hurts has had all season long. Lane Johnson is probably the best right tackle in the NFL.
Yeah, 100%.
And Gardner Minshew got sacked six times.
I just want to say this. You know what's funny about Lane Johnson? You know there's two tackles taken in front of him and the both of those guys? Where's Luke Jokel at?
Dang. Wasn't he like the backup tackle for the Chiefs the last we saw him?
I don't know. No, hey, you talking about Eric Fisher. Is he wrong guy?
Oh, Eric that was Fisher's Eric Fisher. He's the other guy that went in front of him. Yeah, I don't know where Luke is. I don't know where he's at.
I don't think he's in the league anymore, Lane Johnson. But, Chris. Yeah, I mean, there's some tape out on them, though. There's a tape on, how do we stop Gardner Minshew? And,
I can't blame him. He had the Eagles were right in it at the end of the third quarter. They were down a field goal after just laying an egg. They were down 13-0 at halftime. And Gardner Minshew gets them back in the game. It's 13-10. And then Gardner sticks a fork in my conversation by throwing a pick six with five minutes left in the game. You're going to tell me Jalen Hurts is not capable of throwing a pick six?
Five all year. Five. He has five all year. He only has five.
He's only thrown five pick sixes?
No, he's on five interceptions.
Oh, five interceptions. I see. I got you.
See, he's been very safe with the football, Chris. Yeah, I mean, it's a total difference between those two teams with Gardner Minshew. And I mean, just from the running game perspective, right?
Running game is probably what matters the most.
You know, half of Jalen Hurts is touchdowns or QB sneaks.
Yes, that's why there's
a whole element they're missing. He's like 27-30 on quarterback sneaks.
He's a great fantasy quarterback, that's for sure.
You know what I'm saying? So, totally different guy. They're missing an element that they use to win games. All right? Now, because he's the only person that can stop Tom Brady or Aaron. So, I mean, we got to hope. If you don't want to see the same old thing in the Super Bowl, he's your guy. He's the only guy that's going to stop it. Because I don't believe in Dak. Dak's going to throw too many interceptions to beat Tom Brady. Because Tom Brady.
Yeah, I don't believe in Dak either, no.
Too many interceptions. You get too many interceptions in the playoffs. That's why Tom Tom threw three picks and still won. So I mean, that was Chris. Chris got Tom Brady to throw interceptions in the playoff, and he still lost.
Why do you gotta bring that up, man? Why do you gotta talk about that game?
Because Tom Brady's not throwing picks, right? So he's not gonna throw a lot of picks in the playoffs. Dak is gonna throw picks. He just is, because he's throwing like 14. He's played like 10 games. So he's gonna throw interceptions. But yeah, man. Jalen, he's the only hope if you do not want to see Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers playing the NFC Championship games. I just don't see it, you know. Unless the Giants get hot, maybe Daniel Jones is the man.
Calm down.
Maybe he is Danny Dimes. I just want to say though, Chris, with Daniel, I was right about him to start the year. That's all I care about Daniel Jones. He said you killed me for where I ranked him. And the ranking was right. Is he 19? He is 19, Chris. He's 19. You know
he's 19. He's 19.
He's 19.
I killed you on it. And you're right. You were right.
He's 19. I never say he's higher than that. I didn't say he's 15. I didn't say he's 12. 19. I think he's just right there. He might move up to 17 this year, 16, because he earned it. He might get to 16 this year. But, you know, I was right about that. I was right about 19. I'm happy about that. You can win with Daniel Jones. It's been proven. You can make a wild card. You know, you might even get a playoff win if you play Kirk Cousins. You might get a playoff win, right? So,
19. You know,
19, man, right there. 19. I saw somebody say that on Twitter that he's 19th quarterback, and I was like, you know what? Bam. Who said that in August? It's funny I'm dunking on people for freaking a guy 19. I think that's funny too, though. Hey. You got to take your wins here. You got to take your wins. You know? Because, yeah. Because well, I don't know where I'm going. How far do I drop Russell? Do you take his career intact when you make a ranking? How far? Because you can't put him at 22nd. That's terrible, right? He's got. No. So where do you put it?
I think he's got one more year. I don't know that I can. I mean, what has he been top five the last 3 years?
Yeah, man. Just like same thing with like Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. Like, where do you put that? Like, if they do play again, like, it's no way you can rank Justin Herbert higher than Tom Brady. You just can't. You know what I mean? Or it's hard to do with Joe Burrow for me sometimes. It still is, because it's just, are they really better? You know what I mean? Are they?
Mm-hmm.
Probably not, you know? So, this is younger. Younger and fresher. That's all I... It's really what it is. So, it's like, I don't know. Russ is going to be interesting. Where people are going to rank him, like, super low. But you know he's not that bad. Because Nathaniel Hackett got fired, and then he played pretty well last week. So.
Well, I haven't heard anything about Hackett. I hope he ends up as an advisor for the Packers for the rest of the season. That's my hope. He's up there in Green Bay talking about the gold zone again.
But, I mean, that's the thing with me, though, is like, I mean, Matt LaFleur calls the plays, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what I'm saying. You hire an OC that's not a play caller? Like, it's just weird to me. Because now he's a play caller.
I don't know what to tell you, sir. I don't know what to tell you. All I know, back in the building, we saw a lot of success. I'd love to see him under LaFleur on his staff again. I'll take him right back.
A great game planner and player.
There it is. Because I saw our offensive line coach we promoted to OC. I would love to see him back in charge of the offensive line and bring Neil Hackett to be back in charge of the offense as offensive coordinator again. Put it back to where it was. Back to 13 wins next year.
Yeah.
I'm taking my Packers. I think they're -5 right now. I think that number's moving. Packers win by a touchdown.
Me personally, you know, I don't know. I wish Josh McDaniels would go back to New England and go with Belichick. So
again.
That's what's going to happen when he gets fired, which eventually is going to happen. Because I don't know what they're going to do at quarterback. You know, I really – they like Jared Stidham. So that's my biggest fear is that they like him too much.
Minus 4.5. Oh, interesting. Am I going the other way? Take my Packers. Win by 10.
All right, Chris, we got anything else? Maybe we hit an hour. Any college football thoughts? Who's winning? Stetson Bennett.
I don't have any college. You know what? I don't. The money is going all to TCU. They love how TCU played against Ohio State last weekend. All the money's on the over because of the 80 points that got put up. You know how you go against the defending champs at this point. TCU's fun to watch. I'm rooting for TCU. But the last thing I want to say has nothing to do with college football. It's got more to do with college basketball. Arizona State, 11-3, trying to get into the top. I've sat there for a minute. The season's not going to end well. Do you know how we end the year for college basketball, Marcus?
How?
At UCLA, at USC, at Arizona.
Yeah, but they beat a bunch of good teams already. I'm not worried about Arizona State basketball. They're pretty
damn good. I'm worried about the way that the last three games finish this year.
They'll get in the tournament, though, because they beat so many strong teams already. That they have a great resume.
Yeah, but then they only have to win bad like losses games. On there.
I know, but they only got to win like 20 games to get in the tournament. It depends on what seed they want. To me, if how they want to finish, but I think if they go like 8-8 in the Pac-12 or something like that, they'll get it because
if they go 8-8 in the Pac-12, that's 19 wins.
Yeah, but then you add in the Pac-12 tournament. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
they got a good resume. They just got to do their thing in the Pac-12 tournament.
They'll be the fourth best. If they're fourth best in the Pac-12, then I'm happy.
They're better than USC.
There's no way they're not going to beat Arizona. They're not going to beat UCLA, and they're not going to beat USC.
I think they're better than UCLA. I don't think UCLA is that good. I watched them yesterday. They're
against C.
I know.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, USC doesn't have a lot of scores. You know what I'm saying? And then they didn't score in the second half. I watched the game because it was a key game for my parlay yesterday. And I was very happy that USC got plus 11. Because I was worried at halftime. I was really worried. I was like, damn, you're going to mess up my whole parlay. I'm hitting everything else. And they came through for me. And the reason why they came through is why I think ASU could beat them, because I think ASU could score. And UCLA, they don't have a lot of scores. And then USC hasn't got a lot of scores. U of A does. I'm not saying. U of A is a problem, but.
You know. Dude, they were down, what, 20 at half? Thank God they only lost by, what was it, 6 or 9?
Because UCLA scored like 10 points, you know?
No. Against Arizona. Arizona State, they already played in – they already played at
home. Yeah.
Lost by like 6 or by 9 or something. But at halftime, they were down like 25.
Exactly. But ASU could score. Like I said, they can score. And I think in college basketball, that's a big thing. Unless you're playing Virginia, you know, if you can score, you could beat anybody.
All right. That's my last thought.
Yeah, it's a good thought, man. It's a good thought. Because I don't know what we're going to do in football, man. We're not going to talk about ASU football for a long time. So,
you know. I don't know. They got a little, I kind of like the grassroots movement that they got here. That's one way to go about it. We'll see if the recruiting can follow through with it, but we'll see what happens this season.
Can you bring Bo Nix with you? Like, that's why. Like, can the guy can't convince?
I don't want. No, I do not want Bo Nix.
You don't want Bo Nix. Come on, Chris.
I don't want Bo Nix. I do not want an Auburn legacy being out here on the West Coast. I don't want him.
He had a good year at Oregon, man. We'd win the Pac-12 with Bo Nix.
Whatever. I don't want Bo Nix. Go get one of the kids that's sitting on the bench in Texas.
Are you a Quinn Ewers? Because I don't know how that's going to work. Archie Manning's coming in. Quinn Ewers is still a true freshman. That means
somebody's coming. Come on, baby. Come on,
somebody's
baby.
Leaving. Okay.
And there's a kid in the mix that was like number two in his draft class. There's a kid that they're not even talking about.
Why is he hoarding quarterbacks over there?
Give me one of those.
Yeah, I'll take Quinn. I'll take Quinn Ewers. You know. All right, Chris, we're going long here, but thank you guys for listening. It's week 18. one of our teams might be in the playoffs. It might give you one of us might be happy next week.
Hey, I'm happy regardless. I either get a prediction or I get my team. I'm happy That's regardless.
True. That's true. If you check it, my prediction was right. Daniel Jones, 19. Might be the name of this episode. Daniel Jones is 19.
Oh, you get it.
I'm gonna get it's already official. Prediction. Yours hasn't been official yet.
I'm gonna get my. Oh, okay. I see. Okay, I got you. Yeah,
mine's already mine's official.
Still,
he is.
Mine are still in the balance. Mine are still in the balance.
I'm just saying, man. He's 19, bro. He's right there. All right, guys. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, ALPA_QB1, ALPA_QB1 on Instagram. Little Pocket Awareness. Follow me on Twitter @TheMarkJohnNFL. Follow Chris on Twitter @KingManellos. We're out of here. See you guys.